This is the new unfamiliar part 3 of Lit Test 104 Oil of Avatar that I will dictate at 180 words per minute. It is this leg that is the most relevant to Q&A 304. I hope you like it. So how did this change in public perspective from what was once considered an engineering feat in northern Alberta come about? It likely came about as a result of a single event that happened a few years ago that garnered international attention and put a lingering black mark on Alberta's tar sands. The image of some ducks that were forced to land on one of these ponds during a severe storm got covered in oil and either died or had to be euthanized. Pictures of dead and dying birds were flashed around the world, and Syncrude was cast by its critics as an environmental pariah. Although it has been reported that there have been at least 2,150 deaths of ducks related to tailings ponds in Alberta, there is really no way of knowing exactly how many birds died in this instance or in previous or subsequent years, and whether the deterrents used to scare migratory birds from landing were or are effective, considering the enormous size of the tailings ponds. After listening to and writing this rather heavy essay, you will want to challenge the two question-and-answer dictation selections that are edited extracts from a legal proceeding related to the death of these ducks. You be the judge. Yup. A flock of dead ducks may have changed the landscape of Fort McMurray forever. They demonized a particular resource development that continues to struggle to change its image. You see, Canadian crude from Fort McMurray is landlocked. We can get higher prices on the West Coast, Eastern Canada, and U.S. Gulf, but there is that nagging image of dirty oil that is stalling the building of the necessary pipelines. Lobbyists are against the project to ship Alberta's bitumen to the U.S. Gulf Coast. It appears that the President of the United States is supporting the lobbyists by declaring in his State of the Union speech that for the sake of our children and our future, we must do more to combat climate change. Unfortunately, lower prices have a huge impact on the local economy because governmental royalties are based on a percentage per barrel on a sliding scale. For example, if oil is $55 per barrel, the royalty is 1%. At $80, it is 4%. At $100, it is 6.5%. And if a barrel of oil is over $125, it is 9%. These royalties are an important part of the Alberta government's revenue stream. They help fund programs like health, education, and infrastructure. They ensure that Albertans receive a portion of the benefits arising from the development of the province's energy resources by endeavoring to strike the right balance between returning a share of the profits to the province as resource owner, while encouraging risk-taking by the private sector to develop the resource, which creates jobs and economic growth. But what is the right balance? Compared to the huge royalties imposed by some European countries like Norway on oil companies drilling offshore, many Albertans have grown weary of our government hijacking its own revenue streams year after year by doing such things as ignoring the recommendations of its own hand-picked royalty review panel, instituting a flat tax, and cutting corporate taxes. Albertans are missing out on billions a year in lost revenue, yet the only solution the government has is to blame doctors, nurses, teachers, and the rest of the public service. Alberta has a valuable commodity under our ground, and the government seems to want to give it away to the lowest bidder. No wonder we are back to budget deficits. I am hoping that the price differential is short-term and that the economics will improve. But before you get too optimistic that environmental issues have been resolved and you find yourself champing at the bit to learn more by writing the related Q&A selections, you might want to hear my second letter to the editor of the Edmonton Journal that was also published. I caution you, it is not terribly interesting and graphic, but it has some great number practice and it's short. Keeping in mind the low royalties that the province imposes, the selling price of a barrel of oil, and what you will learn it costs to produce it, I am optimistic that you will agree with me that corporate greed may be netting profits that are just a tad obscene. The letter was headed by the journal as "Curl Costs Jump by Billions." Quote, I am so glad to hear that Imperial Oil Ltd., which is 70% owned by U.S. giant ExxonMobil Corp., has decided to proceed with the Kearl oil sands project in Fort McMurray in spite of costs being increased by billions because of enhanced tailings pond provisions and new pipeline plans. Apparently, production costs for an anticipated 345,000 barrels per day will rise to $6.20 per barrel rather than $5 per barrel, which is an increase of $1.20. A barrel of oil is equivalent to 42 U.S. gallons, or 159 liters. To put it another way, instead of costing 12 cents to produce a gallon of oil, it is anticipated to cost about 15 cents. The cost to produce a liter will rise from about 3 cents to 4 cents. I think that will still leave a fair profit margin for these multinational companies based on oil being $100 per barrel and gasoline $1 per liter, don't you? End quote. And while the debate on the two pipelines continues, I thought I would update you on the status of shipping oil by rail cars. The following is a brief summary extracted from an article in the Financial Post headed, There's Gold in Them There Cars. Demand for tank cars to ship crude oil by rail has risen at a breakneck pace. The tank car backlog is close to 48,000, and perhaps as many as 30,000 are related to crude petroleum. The number of tank cars ordered for shipping crude will be enough to move 2 million barrels of oil per day. That's the size of two Keystone XLs and one Seaway pipeline. As much as 40% of orders are from Canadian entities desperate to get their crude out of Western Canada and into refineries in the East and on the Gulf Coast. In closing, as a Cree elder once said, when the last tree is cut down, the last fish is eaten, and the last stream poisoned, you will then realize that you can't eat money.